The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The support for Donald Trump right now is staggering because if you look at the last 8 years where Donald Trump has been running for office, the popularity for him is probably better now than it has ever been. The numbers are in, and the polling is staggering for Trump, and what is more important is the actual early voting data, because the polling, we don't really know, you know, how good it is, if it's really good. It might be completely skewed like it was in the past. I want to talk about the polling, but first I do want to talk about the early voting because of how important it is and how historical it is compared to last year. Now, this is from CNN. I'm going to put it up on the screen right now. Thank you, CNN. Not my first choice of, you know, where I get my news, but this is a really good graph, and these are some of the key swing states where we have some of that voting data. And frankly, I'm happy that we have these swing states, because obviously North Carolina and Pennsylvania are ones that I've been looking very closely at. My prediction is that Arizona definitely is going for Trump. Nevada probably definitely going for Kamala Harris, unfortunately. But North Carolina and Pennsylvania, I care a lot. I want more data on. This is what the numbers look like. And again, you can see it says as of 13 days before the election. I mean, this was as of yesterday. So we are very, very close. You can see in 2020, we'll start with Arizona. In 2020, and if you're just listening, 42% of the early mail-in ballots were for Democrats and 34% for Republicans. Basically, this year, it's completely flipped. It is now 42% for Republicans and 36% for Democrats. Guys, it cannot be overstated. That is huge. When we're talking about a state like Arizona that I think Trump lost by like 10,000 votes, and what you're seeing here is, again, 42% of the ballots that have been put in are from Republicans. That's an 8% increase. And then, of course, you're seeing a decrease from Democrats as well. So it's not like Republicans are just making up ground among independents. They've made up ground from Democrats. That's Arizona. Nevada, in 2020, 44% went for Democrats, 33% went for Republicans. Then you have this year, it's basically flipped again. Not quite as dramatically as Arizona, but now it's 36% Democrats, 38% Republicans. So almost even there, but still a 5% increase for Republicans. And this is what's worse for Democrats, an 8% decrease. So a 5% increase for Republicans ain't that great. I mean, it's okay. It's good. It's good. But 8% decrease for Democrats, meaning that independent got bigger. Meaning that presumably there might be more independents now in Nevada than there were before in North Carolina. In 2020, again, you see, again, big. These are big shifts, and they're equal shifts. This is what is so fascinating. In 2020, 40% of the vote was for Democrats in early voting. By this point, it was 28% for Republicans. It's now 34%, 34%. That is a 6-point shift on both sides to make it a tie. 6 points on both sides it's so big. Like, you might hear those numbers and be like, 6%, that's not that big. Guys, it is massive in a state where, again, in Arizona or Nevada, where it was such small margins. Then we get to Pennsylvania, which of course is like the most important. And this is where it gets really staggering. 71% of the early mail-in ballots were for Democrats in 2020 and just 20% for Republicans. This year so far, Democrats have lost 10%. Down to 61%, Republicans gained 9%, up to 29%. That's the early voting. That is so big for Republicans, assuming, and this all assumes, that Republicans show up like they've showed up in the past on the day of. If they show up like they've showed up in the past on the day of, it's going to be a landslide victory. In fact, the early voting looks so good for Republicans right now, they don't even need to show up like usual. They could show up half as good as usual, and they're still going to win this in a landslide. However, I do want to show the polling because the polling is astounding. And what I want to show you with this polling is not just simply how he's doing right now. I want to show you how Donald Trump is more popular now than he has ever been. It sounds crazy to say, but according to the polling, that is, though I actually do think that's true as well. I think he's more popular. He's going to win more electoral votes this time than he ever has. Take a look at this polling. This is from 538. Now, I've purposely chose 538 because it's with ABC. It is probably the most left-wing aggregate of the polls out there. And I just thought, hey, you know, for the sake of argument, let's take the most left-wing so that there's no one in the comments that can say, oh, you just chose a right-wing aggregate of polls. This is what 2020 looked like at this time in the election, 12 days before the election. You can see Biden all the way down. Biden up by 11, up by 4, up by 8, big numbers, right? Look, and again, in the end, it was about 2.6%, I believe, that Biden won by. That was in the national, you know, the popular vote, which really doesn't matter. In the Electoral College, it was obviously even closer. Look at what it is today. And again, these are only the most left-wing polls because ABC does not take a lot of the right-wing polls. You see more Trump than you see Harris. Think about what that means. In some of these polls, you're seeing an 8 to 10 point swing for Donald Trump. That is such a big deal. If you go to the actual graph as well, where they actually kind of average everything, in 2020, on this exact day, October 24th, Biden had a 9.2% lead in the polls. Again, that number ended up being about 2.6. So they were off by like 6.5 points. Go to today now. In 2024, Harris is only up by 1.7. That is insane. I just can't be overstated how big of a swing that is. And here's the deal, guys. Even if the polls, let's say for a second, I know there's a lot of you out there saying, no, but Josh, polls aren't real. They've been skewed. Fair enough. Just for a second, let's assume that they got the polls right. Let's just say they got it right. If the polls are right today, Trump wins. Trump absolutely wins because, and again, this is with the most left-wing aggregate, because if Harris wins the national vote by 1.7%, that is not enough to win the Electoral College. It's just not. I've done a lot of research on this. I think there's almost no one, left or right, would disagree with me that Harris is going to need about 2.5% on the national vote in order to win the Electoral College. If she's at 1.7, Trump wins, and Trump might win in an electoral landslide. Like, he might take every single swing state. However, if the polls are skewed like usual, again, 6.5 point skew per 538, per ABC, if that was true, it would be a crazy landslide for Donald Trump. In fact, he would take states like Minnesota and Virginia, and of course, he'd win the popular vote as well. But even if that's not true, and even if the pollsters have learned a little bit, even if it's half skewed or a quarter skewed, Trump still wins in a landslide. And so, again, this early voting turnout combined with the polls looks so good for Donald Trump. I'm not saying don't go out in there and vote. As someone who, I already voted for Trump, by the way, I was one of those early voters. As someone who voted for Trump, I want people to be on the ground. It seems, though, from this early voting, that Trump has done what Democrats have done for so long, which is that he got the ground game going. And that is one of the reasons why I'm really happy with Donald Trump right now, is traditionally conservatives and Republicans have not been very good on the ground. It seems from this that they may be doing very well. They may even be ballot harvesting in the states that it's legal, which is absolutely fantastic, because if the left are going to do it, you have to do it too. And then, of course, if you win the election, you can change the rules. But this early voting turnout is what is surprising me so much, because one thing I've been very critical of Republicans in the past over is their rhetoric surrounding early voting. You've heard it a lot, but Republicans are out there saying, you know, they really shoot themselves in the foot like this, but they're saying that don't go out and early vote, just go in person. Guys, it turns out that in order to win elections, you don't want to tell your electorate that they can't vote. You want them to vote in every way possible. And I'm sorry, there's just not that much widespread evidence that early voting is highly corruptible. If you want to show it to me and talk to me about it, Absolutely. But I haven't seen it. And so it turns out that Trump is doing the exact right thing, which is that he's actually telling people, hey, in any way you want to vote, just vote for me. I don't care if you do it early. I don't know if you show up. But they're actually doing it, and it is fantastic. So if you think early voting should be illegal, fair enough. But we have to win an election to make it illegal. So let's do that. Sounds like Donald Trump is doing it. I am super thrilled. I think it's fantastic, and I think we're looking at a Trump victory. Well, guys, it is fall, and whether you're putting away those summer clothes or getting out those fall decorations, I have a product for you guys that you're absolutely going to love. It is called Smart Labels. Here's how it works. You buy some Smart Label QR code labels on Amazon, and you stick them to your storage bins. Then you download the Smart Labels app, you scan that QR code, and then you can catalog all the stuff that is in that bin with a name, a description, and a picture. Then, months down the road, let's say in a year from now, you're wanting to get, or maybe, I don't know, 8 months from now, you're trying to get those summer clothes out. Rather than having to rifle through all your bins and go in the garage and lift four of them up so you can get to the bottom one, you can literally, and then it's the wrong bin, you know, inevitably that happens. You can go into your app, you can search for what you want, and there will be a picture of exactly where it is. It is organizing magic, guys. Go get it today. Again, if you just simply search Smart Labels, it's one word, on Amazon, you can get them and get started so that you have a more enjoyable holiday season. I want to show for you guys my favorite video of the week, guys. Elon Musk is so awesome. This video is hilarious. Take a look.
SpaceX had to do the study to see if Starship would hit a shark. And I'm like, it's a big ocean, you know. There's a lot of sharks. It's not impossible, but it's very unlikely. And said, well, you have to, you know, this is, I think, from National Marine Fisheries, one of the, you know, NIMF it's called. You know, they were like, well, you have to do the study on whether you're going to hit a shark. We're like, what? We said, okay, fine, we'll do the analysis. And then, well, can you give us the shark data? They're like, no, we can't give you the shark data. We're like, okay, well, then we're in a bit of a quandary. How do we solve this difficult, this shark probability issue? They said, well, we could give it to our Western division, but we don't trust them. And I'm like, am I in a comedy sketch here? And then, like, they're worried about the shark density data, like the people who hunt sharks for shark fins somehow getting their hands on the shark data. And so eventually, I think we got the data and we could run the analysis to say, like, yeah, the sharks are going to be fine. But they wouldn't let us proceed with launch until we did this crazy shark data. And then we thought, okay, now we're done. And they said, but what about whales? I'm like, when you look at a picture of the Pacific, what percentage of the surface area of the Pacific do you see as whale?
Stories like this is why Elon Musk is going to be heading up that government efficiency commission under Donald Trump, because there are companies out there like SpaceX that want to innovate. They want to do good things, but literally there are leftist politicians and some Republicans as well who are making it harder for American companies to just simply innovate and do great things, and they're regulating the crap out of the things that they want to do. So I am so stoked to see that go away and for Elon Musk to end it. A lot of people have asked me, guys, what my favorite movie of the year is, and I have to say, is Am I Racist? Am I Racist? If you didn't get to see it in the theaters, that's okay. It's actually going on to Daily Wire Plus right now. It's going to be there on October 28th. So with my code, it's in the description below. It's got a code. It's got a link as well that will support my channel. You get 35% off all of Daily Wire Plus, but of course, Am I Racist will be there. What Is a Woman will be there. All of Jordan Peterson's exclusive content is on there that he's done with the Daily Wire. So really good stuff. You should go check that out. Again, if you use the link in my description, you get that 35% off and you also support my channel.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.